to start to respect your guys' time. Thank you so much for making time to be here. Really it's just a blessing. Really appreciate everyone carving an hour out of a really busy day to do this and to be a part of this community. I really am thankful. So thank you very much for doing that. This month, the wonderful Miss Becky is going to be presenting and sort of sharing a little bit about the vision of Tent Makers and sort of going forward. And I think a little bit of her own story as well. I'm not sure. So that'll be good. Before she starts, Mark, you actually made a comment about being a network to help other people who are
fostering the idea of this within the church. Because
amen.
Who says that there's not somebody in this church that aspires to be a business owner?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So that was a huge statement, and I've been rolling that around in my head and asking the Lord for strategy for that. And he really kind of convicted me that blessing is generational, right? It's generational. And that's kind of how we have to look at blessing. It's not something God does for one person. It's what he does for a nation. And part of our inheritance is that we're mothers and fathers who are to bless the next generation. So I'd like to invite everyone into sort of the prayer storm of Mark's statement there to look for other people that we can begin to raise up as kingdom business leaders, okay? Because you guys, you're in ministry if you're running a business, whether you realize that or not. And that's sort of the point of this. And part of ministry is looking for the next generation that's going to carry the mantle. Craig taught me that, Don has taught me that, and you all really have taught me that. So be in prayer about that. And if you know anybody that is clearly looking for a resource or looking for a community or a network, invite them in and be intentional about saying, hey, I know it's an hour during the weekday and it's not maybe the easiest to be a part of, but is there any way you can make it? Is there any way you could be a part of this community? Because I think that's a great way. Just inviting somebody in is a great way to begin allowing the Holy Spirit to blow into that fire of passing the blessing to another person. So anyhow, I'll stop talking now. Becky, come on up.
So if y'all will just pray with me. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity, and we thank you for this family of believers that love to come together and share and network and help each other in your kingdom. Help me today to say the words you want me to say and touch the people that you want to be touched. We thank you for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. The first thing I want to do is just tell you a little bit about myself. Most of you know who I am. All of you know who I am. But you don't know a lot of my background. And my career spanned 35 years in human resources. I got into it by accident, which most human resource people do. And it was an excellent career. I loved it most of the time. I was in human resources when it was called personnel. We were paper pushers. We kept people's files and helped managers recruit a little bit. But we didn't really get involved with too many other things. And then it started evolving into human resources and took over the role of benefits administrator, recruiter. We'd discipline, we'd fire, we would start being in compliance with laws like affirmative action and OSHA. I was in charge of safety and training, and every element of human resources that you can think of. I have worked in companies, we have a construction zone going on here. I've worked in everything from defense contractor, engineering, sports, entertainment, the Orange Bowl committee. Yes, it was all about football. That was my most fun job. And finance, banking. And then I started working for Fairfield Glade Community Club, a golf resort over in Crossville. Was there for 6 years and was able in December of 2019 to retire. I have helped companies start up, grow, merge, and shut down. It's been a lot of hiring, a lot of terminating, a lot of laying off, and whether you're in a Christian business or a secular business, it's all the same. It's just a matter of how you look at it and how you perceive it and how you move forward with it that makes it kingdom driven. Now, John had a vision a year or two ago that showed him that this church has about 60% business owners and that we needed to find a way to support you and help you become more kingdom driven and more focused on giving God the glory and how to treat your employees, how to function as a company in the kingdom, because there is no separation between personal life, business life, and spiritual life. It's life, and it's life within the kingdom. So what John saw that we wanted to reiterate today was that a kingdom-driven business is a spiritual covering for people to come to Jesus. So you're providing a place where they can come and see Jesus, feel Jesus, learn about Jesus, even though that might not be in their job description. It's a place of safety and stability. That is true in any company, anywhere. People need stability and they need to know that they are safe. It's out in the world, it's not safe. And in this region, there are a lot of young people that don't feel safe when they go home. When they come to work, they need to feel safe. It's a provider of salaries, possibly benefits, and a way of life. It's an opportunity for people, especially in this region, to reject the spirit of poverty. We've got a lot of poverty, and when someone can have a job and make a decent wage, have some benefits, their self-esteem grows, they can get out of the pit that they're in quite often, and then they can start helping other people. It is a vehicle to create wealth and economy, within the economy. And when you think of wealth, it doesn't necessarily mean a lot of money, but it does mean people that are invested in improving the community, improving the world that they're living in. And it's a chance for people to rise up in revival and encounter God. These all sound really wonderful, and I wish that they came from me, but they were what the Holy Spirit fed to John when he first had the vision of tent makers. You, no matter what field you're in, are a minister in the kingdom of God. It took me 30 years to come to that realization in my career. When I first started out in human resources, I was not walking with the Lord. I was walking on my own steam, and I was pretty good at it. I was making a lot of money, I had nice things, and that's what was important to me. And sometimes, as managers will do, or business owners, you will, that power, the title, the salary, those are the things that drive you. And those are the things that drove me. It was miserable for a long time because the way you treat people is based on how you feel about what you're doing. There are a lot of people that are driven by profits, power, passion, the freedom that comes with a lot of money, and flexibility. But what we need to be driven by in the kingdom, in a kingdom-driven business, is the Holy Spirit. So every decision that you make, every step that you take needs to be preceded by prayer. I have a situation, at my last job, we were like a large city. Fairfield Glade is like a large city. We had our own roads and bridges department. So we had everybody from executives to servers in restaurants to roads and bridges to a sewer department. So it was a vast array of types of people that you're working with. And they can't all be looked at the same. So this young man, 19 years old, had a real attendance problem. And in the past, the way I would handle it when the manager would bring them to me is you have a set of numbers you have to comply with. When you go outside those guidelines, you get a verbal warning. Then if you keep going, a written warning. If you keep going, you're fired. And that's it. By the time this young man was brought to me, he had already received his verbal and his written, and it was time to get serious with him. And I was really walking with the Lord by then, and I prayed. Show me what to say. Show me what to do. And he came in, and he was not the cleanest young man or the best groomed, and he looked dejected, and he sat down, and I asked him what was going on with him, why he couldn't get here on time, and he teared up. And I asked the manager to leave. Now, one of the things I do not recommend any manager to do is discipline someone without a witness. It can go south, but the Holy Spirit was leading me to spend some time alone with this young man. And I asked him to now tell me if there was anything going on that was causing him to not be able to come to work. And he started crying. And he said that his mother, who had been a single mother with him all his life, had passed away. His grandmother, who they'd been living with, kicked him out. He had nowhere to go. He was living in his car. He had no other family. His father had been a firefighter and had passed away years ago. He didn't know what to do. He didn't go to church, so he didn't have anybody to go to for help. And he was weeping. So I asked him if he would allow us to help him. And he looked at me funny. I said, will you allow me to pray for you? And he cried harder. Now, praying in the workplace isn't always looked on very nicely. I was on a roll. The Holy Spirit was just... So he got excited. He said, my mother used to always pray with me. So we prayed. And he calm down. I called his manager back in, and I asked him if it was okay if I shared his story, and he said yes. And his manager, Bill, was very open and said, we can help you find a place to live temporarily till you get on your feet. He didn't even have a place to take a shower. He was getting ready for work in a gas station bathroom. So we had a resident in Fairfield Glade that opened their home to him, let him stay in their house. He had his own bathroom. He started to come to work on time. He was cleaned up. He got a haircut, and he became a very productive employee. Now, I could have done what I had normally done outside the kingdom and just fired him. I would have been within my legal rights to fire him. But what effect would that have had on that young man? He would have probably ended up homeless, on drugs, or dead. He was distraught enough that I worried about whether he would do something to harm himself. But because I was driven by the Holy Spirit, the young man got the help he needed, saw the love of Jesus from all kinds of people, and became a stable, happy young man. So you've really, in this environment, got to look to Jesus for guidance, to know you can't, it's not business as usual. And one of the things, on top of tent makers, you know, after 35 years, I thought retiring meant I'd never have to do human resources again. I got burned out on it. I did get tired of people coming and complaining about petty things every day and having to be the mediator, and it got difficult. So I retired thinking, oh great, now I can serve the Lord full time. Little did I realize I had been doing that full time. But I retire, and just 3 or 4 months later, I get asked by Josh in Reynosa to help develop a business school for missionaries and train them business skills to help them in their businesses that they are starting in whatever field they're called to, which could be anywhere. It could be right here, it could be in Africa, it could be anywhere. And I got so excited by it. So we have developed that program, and we're about to have our second set of classes starting Monday. And we're teaching things like writing business plans, writing vision and mission statements, how to recruit like Jesus, ethics in the workplace, things of that nature. And it's gone over really big. So when John asked me if I would help him take a lead in tent makers, it was like the Lord was saying, I've been training you for 35 years out in the world so that you can use those skills that I gave you graciously to help others that are in the businesses. And in 35 years of helping companies get started and grow, I've got the background in the base, in the business skills, because training was one of my responsibilities. And when you talk about mentoring, I've run full-fledged mentoring programs that, if there's enough interest in that here, it can become more than just inviting them to these lunches, which is exciting. So I think tent makers can become a lot more, but I want to get your feedback in what you think it should be, what you would like to see it, like the mentoring. So what I've done, because I'm really, really big on surveys. I think surveys are just one of the most awesome things that you can do, to ask people, I think it's double-sided, yeah, to ask people what they think of what's happening right now, what they like, what they don't like. I want your suggestions of what you think you would like to see, because what we'd like to do is have different methods of delivery during this meeting, as speakers, hands-on training, podcasts, practical training. I want to know from you what you think. So the first page of the survey is just giving me, and you can do this anonymously if you want to. It doesn't matter who the information is coming from. I just want to see what you think. Why do you attend these meetings, and has it been helpful? What type of meeting do you prefer? Because we want to do lectures, podcasts, and participation. What are some of the positive takeaways? And is there anything different you'd like to see? And what changes would you like to see to accomplish your goals in your business? The second page is asking you if you would like to facilitate a class, because all of you have skills that others don't. And networking is good, but getting up here and sharing it is awesome also, because then you reach everybody in the class. Or do you know someone outside of the church in a Christian business that you would recommend to come in and teach a class? I have my previous general manager at Fairfield Glade Community Club is a very devout Christian man. And while Fairfield Glade is not necessarily a Christian organization, he runs it that way. Which really irritates the board of directors at times, but he lives by his principles, and he treats people with dignity and respect no matter what they're doing. And there were times where he would give people way more chances than they should have been given in hopes that they would turn around. And there were times I had to go to him and say, We've tried enough, but then if we let them go, it would always be with dignity, because these are people's lives. And when you think of human resources, and every owner of a company is in human resources, whether that's part of their title or not. So the chart there are a list of classes that we developed in Mexico for the training down there, plus a few others that are ideas for you to let me know if you're interested in those subjects. It may be that some of them are too basic for this group, but you need to just let me know. And then if you've got any additional topics that are not listed there, I would love to hear what those are. You can sign it and give me your contact information, or you can just give it to me anonymously. You can fill it out here today and leave it on the table by the door. You can fill it out and bring it back to church on Sunday and give it to Howard, because I'll be in Mexico, or give it to John, or you can email it to me, and I can give you my email address if any of you would like that. But the more information I get, the better the decisions that the Holy Spirit can make are, if he knows what it is that you want. I love training. I love imparting knowledge. But the exciting part for me now is that I love that the Holy Spirit can use what he taught me all those years to get messages across. Never in a million years would I have thought that I would be doing this after retirement. It's very interesting in Mexico, because you train and you've got a translator. So developing classes for there is totally different than developing classes here, because when I talk about certain things like generational differences, I'm basing it on things that happen in the United States. So I have to really think about that. So this is actually much easier and makes a lot more sense. Does anybody have any comments or questions?
Is there anybody who can email this or something to the others?
Yes. I can send it to you electronically. Yeah.
Can you repeat the question to advise people watching the chat?
Pardon me?
Could you kind of repeat what she said?
Oh, yes. We will be sending out electronically this survey to people that are part of Tent Makers but could not attend today. So if we can get those back by before the next Tent Makers, you know, bring it with you to the next one if that's what you can do. But the more information I get, the better. I really think that this can grow. We can attract more. We can mentor young business owners or people thinking about starting a business. But even if you're not a business owner, I was not a business owner, but I was considered an influencer. So even if you're an influencer in a business or a manager, you still have the ability to be kingdom driven. And the people around you, when they see your mindset, tend to want to follow you. Because the managers at Fairfield Glade started seeing a difference when I brought the Holy Spirit to work. They started seeing a difference, and they started coming and talking to me more about issues they were having with employees and how could they deal with it. And I would train them to talk to employees with respect and dignity and to give them another chance. Now, it's not always possible to save them all in any kind of company. And it's hard when you get to the point where you know you can't get through to them. They're not going to come around. But hopefully you planted enough seeds in them that they leave and learn a lesson. You don't fire people, people fire themselves by not responding to what you're, I have a whole class on that. Being led by the Holy Spirit, praying before every decision, you still have to do some work. He might download the answer immediately, but chances are he's going to want you to do a little bit of work with critical thinking. And you will always have employees responding better to you. There's a lot of Christian businesses out there that will, the name of their business is a Christian name, David's Harp Shop, or something that is biblical, or they have Christian signs hanging all throughout the office space. They wear t-shirts with Christian sayings on them. But when the rubber meets the road, they are not living that kind of kingdom-driven mindset. They're just putting it on the walls. And then when an employee comes and says, how about we have a prayer meeting on Tuesday? Oh, no, we can't do that. There are ways to do those things in the workplace. But if you're going to visually put it out there, you need to live it. It needs to be real. And I'm excited about being a part of this group and helping all of the companies represented here just becoming more kingdom driven and growing into it. Yes, sir.
Is it the intention to try to incorporate a classroom setting?
Yes.
This meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Not long, quick. The question was, are we going to incorporate classroom settings? Yes, if that's what you want. If we can do quick 15-minute lessons on how to write a mission statement or how to mediate conflict, things like that, so that we don't go over the 1 hour. So it's what you tell me on that sheet that you'd like to see, and that's what we'll do. We've got some ideas for people to get up here and share. There may be months where we can't get anything together. We do a podcast of somebody not here, but I think that it's going to be varied, and we will always feed you, which I know is important, since it is a lunchtime meeting. Thank you, Great Harvest. So any other questions, anything? Because it's almost 1 o'clock. I had like 8 pages of notes, and then I'm like, this is a 1 hour meeting. I can't do that. Just remember that what you're in, no matter what your product or service, you're in the transformation business.
Yes.
You can have that impact on people's lives in the workplace, no matter what your business is. This is a calling. Having a business is a calling. And he's calling you to increase the kingdom. So don't be like me for 30 years and think that only gets done outside of the workplace. Start looking at your workplace as your mission field, as the harvest. Pray for the harvest to be ripe, and it will be. It will be. And that's all I got today. Thank you.
Well, I'm excited about the future, about all the possibilities that all that the Lord is doing and will do in this community. It really helps to have structure and maybe not the word boundaries, but guidelines or rails to this in a deeper way. So I'm excited about what Becky and Howard will incorporate. I'm excited to see what all of you will incorporate into this group. And I'm excited to see the surveys. I like surveys too. I'm a survey guy, so I think you guys know that as well. But Becky, thank you so much. That was wonderful. I'm just going to pray, and then feel free to hang for as long as you want or get back to work, whatever you want to do. But let's just take a moment to pray. Father God, thank you for this hour. Thank you, Jesus, that your grace made it possible for us to do this. Lord, I just pray right now in the authority of Jesus, a blessing over every business, over every organization, over every place of influence that's represented here today, God. Lord, we pray blessing in the name of Jesus, strengthening, wisdom, resource in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that things that may have been sidelined, that were supposed to be, would begin to come forth now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for deals that look like they were going to be fruitful, but a hiccup or a misstep seemed to put them out of the picture. We pray in the name of Jesus, restoration over those things. Lord, we pray that every assignment from the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy over what you've purposed us to do would be broken in the authority of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your blood that speaks a better word than every ailment, every attack, everything the enemy could ever throw at us. So Lord, we thank you for the call. I just hear that too, that the Lord says, stir up the call I put in you when I first called your name. I just hear the Lord saying, stir that up. So we thank you for that call, and we bless every person and every business in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate you.